This legislation that is before us today is truly a bipartisan, forward-thinking, and balanced package that we bring to the floor. It is truly the example of how this Senate ought to work, bringing Democrats and Republicans together on what is a major issue. I still remember that in my maiden speech here on the floor of the U.S. Senate more than 2 years ago, I spoke about the possibilities and the promise that America's small towns and rural communities offer for a country that is in need of clean, renewable energy, a secure food supply, and responsible stewardship of our land and our water. Unfortunately, for too long, in my view, Washington has overlooked the opportunities that rural America can provide, and through a policy of neglect and disinterest has allowed the small towns and rural communities across our country to wither on the vine. This legislation before us will change that course of neglect. Mr. President, the bill before us will bring new life and new energy to rural America. It will do so in a number of different ways. It will do so through a set of smart investments that helps farmers and ranchers and businessmen and women build a clean energy economy that has its roots in the fields of America's farmers and ranchers. It lays the infrastructure through rural broadband and micro-business loans for accelerated economic development in rural areas. It creates incentives for the wise stewardship of land and water, practices that we can all benefit from. It puts money into nutrition programs that take on the scourge of hunger and allow low-income children to learn in our schools of America. And it helps, Mr. President, bring balance and certainty to the agricultural markets so that Americans can continue to enjoy a healthy and secure food supply. It does all of this while closing loopholes that have allowed federal dollars to end up in the hands of people who should not have been eligible for assistance in the first place. It is a smart and fiscally responsible bill. Everyone benefits from a strong and a smart farm bill. The farmer in eastern Colorado, the third grader eating fresh fruits and vegetables at lunch, the mother who wants us to reduce our dependence on foreign oil, they all gain from a strong and balanced farm bill. This bill includes an energy title that opens up a new chapter of opportunity for rural America. In the 2005 Energy Policy Act and in the energy bill we passed earlier this year, we planted the seeds for a renewable energy revolution in this country so that we can reduce our very dangerous dependence on foreign oil. The Farm Bill takes the next step, helping farmers and ranchers take advantage of renewable energy technologies that have been developed at places like the National Renewable Energy Laboratory in Golden, Colorado. With the $1.3 billion that this bill devotes to energy programs, farmers will be able to apply for grants to develop biorefineries and to improve the handling, harvest, transport, and storage of feedstocks for biofuels. The bill includes tax credits for small wind turbines and cellulosic biofuel production, and it stimulates research into the methods and technologies that will allow the most productive lands in the world to provide more and more of our energy. Mr. President, our farmers and ranchers want to be a part of the solution to our addiction to foreign oil. They want us to help reduce the amount of oil that we import while helping stimulate a clean energy economy that is built on innovation, technology, and taking advantage of the production capabilities of rural America. This energy title is a win-win for our rural communities. And it is my hope that with this energy title in the Farm Bill, together with the other energy legislation that we have adopted in this United States Senate and the committees of this U.S. Senate, that the vision that Senator Grassley and I had with respect to the 25 by 25 resolution will help us grow our way to energy independence, because the 25 by 25 resolution recognizes at its heart that we in America can grow 25% of our energy from renewable energy resources by the year 2025. The fresh fruits, grains, meats, and vegetables that come from our farms and ranches are essential to public health, reducing hunger, and ensuring that Americans can always find affordable, safe food at their grocery store. A great example of how the bill benefits both producers and consumers is the Fresh Fruit and Vegetable Program championed by Chairman Harkin, which provides fruits and vegetables to school children across all of America. We are expanding this program now so that it covers all 50 states, up from the 14 states that have been covered by this program in the past. For me and for my constituents in Colorado, it means that 80,000 children in Colorado are going to get fresh fruits and vegetables in their school lunches. This will reduce childhood obesity, increase productivity in school, and teach the habits for a healthy lifestyle. The American farmer has always been an engine for prosperity and opportunity in America. Through revolution, Western settlement, depression, and world wars, the men and women who work our lands have always been there to lead us through the next great challenge that faces our country. Today, we are faced with a new challenge, that of building a clean energy economy for the 21st century, and we need the help of our farmers and ranchers to get us there. Our national security, our economic security, our environmental security, all demand that we grow our way toward energy independence. It is an imperative, but it is also a great opportunity for our nation. The country that successfully replaces its imports of foreign oil with clean, homegrown energy will reap competitive and technological advantages that will keep it out in front of the rest of the world for decades to come. We can play a part in this new economy, but the productivity and ingenuity of rural America is our greatest untapped resource in our quest to reduce our dependence on foreign oil. Mr. President, I am excited about this bill with its investments in rural development, energy technology, and wise stewardship. It taps the great resource of rural America while strengthening our ability to produce clean, safe, and affordable food. This bill represents the best type of work that we can do in the United States Senate, cooperative, bipartisan work that is focused on creating new opportunities for our country.